For small homesteads, every inch of space, scoop of feed, an hour of daylight counts. That's why more backyard growers are quietly swapping their chickens for rabbits. On paper, it seems strange. Rabbits don't crow, lay eggs, or scratch through compost. But in practice, they outperform chickens in nearly every survival category. Feed efficiency, space use, reproduction rate, and waste value. A single breeding trio can outproduce a small flock of hens in meat yield while staying cleaner, quieter, and cheaper to feed. They're gentle on gardens, almost odorless when managed right, and thrive in simple hutches you can build from scrap wood. For anyone seeking food security without noise, smell, or feed bills climbing every month, the rabbit might just be your homestead's hidden powerhouse. Chapter 1: The Case for Rabbits. If you've ever walked outside before sunrise to toss feed to your flock, you know the rhythm of small-scale farming. Chickens greet the day with noise and feathers, scratching through feed as if they own the yard. Rabbits, though, begin their work quietly. They're awake and alert, but they keep to themselves. You hear no clucking, no crowing, no mess of feathers scattered in the dew. That silence is the first sign of why so many homesteaders are turning to them. Rabbits make sense for tight spaces. A single hutch, built waist high, can hold a breeding pair and their litter in less room than one chicken tractor. You can stack cages safely, line them up along a shaded wall, or hang them beneath a roof overhang. For people working with small backyards or urban homesteads, that vertical setup changes everything. You don't need acres, just smart use of what you have. Feed efficiency is where rabbits shine brightest. Chickens peck and scatter. Rabbits chew methodically. Their feed-to-meat conversion rate is among the best of any small livestock. Pound for pound, they turn pellets, hay, and kitchen scraps into lean meat faster than most poultry breeds. One doe can produce upward of 300 pounds of meat in a year if managed properly, and that's from animals that require less grain, less land, and almost no complex infrastructure. Then there's the temperament factor. Chickens can be bullies. They peck at weaker birds, and if your timing is off with food or space, they'll show it through aggression. Rabbits, handled gently, remain calm and predictable. They bond with their caretakers and rarely cause injury. For families with children, this difference matters. Teaching responsibility and care becomes easier when the animal doesn't bite, chase, or squabble. Cleanliness follows naturally from their habits. Rabbits deposit waste in predictable places, often in one corner. That makes cleanup faster and composting simpler. Chicken coops, in contrast, need constant raking and dry bedding to stay odor-free. The ammonia from droppings builds up quickly in enclosed spaces. With rabbits, airflow and routine sweeping are enough to keep things healthy. Their manure, called cold fertilizer, can go straight onto gardens without composting first. That turns a daily chore into a direct gain for your soil. Another strength lies in noise, or the lack of it. A rooster might charm you for the first week, but the novelty fades when the crowing starts before dawn and doesn't stop. Even hens, especially during laying, can fill a yard with chatter. Rabbits, by nature, keep peace. You can raise them unnoticed by neighbors, even in tighter communities where sound restrictions exist. That quiet simplicity lowers stress for both you and the animal. From a resilience standpoint, rabbits reproduce fast. A single doe can have several litters a year, each ranging from 6 to 10 kits. That rapid cycle makes it easy to recover from losses or grow your herd strategically. For meat or breeding, this gives you control over scale. Chickens lay consistently, but when feed costs rise or predators strike, recovery takes months. Rabbits shorten that gap dramatically. Water and feed storage are also easier. Chickens drink from open containers that need constant cleaning to prevent algae and disease. Rabbits sip cleanly from bottles or nipple systems, wasting almost none. Their feed, pellets, and hay stores neatly, with less smell and fewer pests. You'll spend more time enjoying your animals and less time scrubbing containers or patching feeders. When it comes to housing, rabbit hutches are simple carpentry projects. You can build one with scrap lumber, wire mesh, and basic tools. A dry roof, good shade, and protection from wind are enough. There's no need for nesting boxes, perches, or heat lamps in most climates. If you manage airflow and keep bedding clean, disease stays low. Many homesteaders even design portable hutches that roll over fresh ground daily, letting rabbits graze naturally. Still, it's not all upside. Rabbits demand routine. Miss a day of checking water bottles in hot weather, and you risk heat stress. Their quietness means trouble can go unnoticed. Predators like dogs and raccoons can reach through cages if wire gaps are too wide. These are manageable problems, though, with sound planning and attention. Chickens have their share of risks too: mites, molting, egg binding, and pecking order injuries. Ethically, rabbits offer a cleaner harvest cycle for those raising their own meat. The process is quick and controlled, minimizing stress for the animal. Compared to poultry processing, which involves scalding, plucking, and higher contamination risk, rabbit butchering is simpler and more sanitary. For families seeking food independence without industrial-scale operations, that difference feels humane and practical. Economically, rabbits save on startup costs. A basic breeding trio, 1 buck and 2 does, costs less than a mixed flock of heritage chickens. Feed costs stay lower year-round, especially when supplemented with fresh greens. You'll never need heat lamps for winter eggs or special lighting to maintain laying schedules. Once established, your herd can sustain itself indefinitely with proper rotation and record keeping. Environmentally, rabbits make sense too. Their waste enriches soil faster than chicken manure, and their quiet behavior means less stress on surrounding wildlife. Chickens scratch, dig, and sometimes destroy seedlings or mulch beds. Rabbits, housed right, stay contained and productive. You can integrate them into a closed-loop garden system, composting their droppings directly into raised beds or using manure tea for fast-growing crops. There's also a mental shift that comes from working with them. Chickens bring motion and noise. Rabbits bring stillness. Feeding them becomes a calmer ritual. Their breathing, their chewing, their soft rustle in hay. It slows you down. Homesteading often teaches patience, but rabbits take that lesson further. They reward observation and quiet consistency. By the end of a season, many who start with chickens realize the trade-offs. Eggs are nice, but the maintenance, noise, and feed costs add up. Rabbits, meanwhile, continue producing meat, fertilizer, and companionship without demanding much in return. Their efficiency makes them a quiet revolution on small farms, one hutch at a time. The question that follows is simple. If rabbits outperform chickens in so many categories, can they truly replace them altogether? Or is balance the real goal of a thriving homestead? That's the focus of the next chapter. Chapter 2: Care, Space, and Yield. Raising rabbits is as much about rhythm as it is about routine. Once you set up your system, their needs follow a steady pattern. Feed them twice a day, check water morning and evening, clean trays weekly, and observe for signs of stress or illness. You'll find that predictability is what makes them so practical. They rarely throw surprises the way chickens do. No sudden broodiness, no egg-laying slump, no dominance fights in the yard. Just quiet, steady production. Let's start with the essentials: space. Rabbits need less of it, but it has to be clean and well ventilated. A single adult rabbit does well in a hutch measuring 3 feet wide, 2 feet deep, and 2 feet tall. The wire floor allows waste to drop into trays or compost bins, keeping fur dry and feet healthy. For breeding, each doe needs her own hutch, with a nesting box that mimics a burrow, dark, cozy, and lined with straw. Keep hutches shaded in summer and shielded from drafts in winter. Simple plywood walls and a tin roof are enough in most climates. Feed efficiency makes the biggest long-term difference. Rabbits convert about 4 pounds of feed into 1 pound of meat. Chickens, by contrast, average nearly twice that ratio. You can cut rabbit feed costs further with fresh forage, grass clippings, vegetable trimmings, and non-toxic weeds. Clover, dandelion, and plantain leaves are all favorites. Chickens can eat scraps too, but they waste more through scratching. Rabbits eat quietly, chewing each bite completely. Their digestion, powered by a unique double-pass system, extracts maximum nutrients from every handful of hay. Hay should always be available. Timothy or alfalfa hay keeps their digestive systems balanced and prevents tooth overgrowth. Chickens don't need hay, but they peck through bedding and waste much of it. With rabbits, nothing goes to waste. Pellets supply concentrated protein and minerals, but hay remains the foundation. Think of pellets as the main course and hay as the constant side dish. Water systems deserve special care. Chickens drink from open pans or hanging containers that foul quickly. Rabbits use bottles or nipple systems that keep water clean and measured. In freezing climates, heated bottles prevent ice. In warm areas, shade keeps water cool enough to encourage steady intake. Clean water equals steady growth, something homesteaders learn fast when comparing weight gain between well-hydrated and neglected animals. Daily care is lighter than with chickens, but it rewards attention. Scoop droppings from trays weekly and empty them into a covered compost bin or directly into garden beds. Rabbit manure is a cold fertilizer, safe to use immediately. It doesn't burn roots, so you can spread it under fruit trees or blend it into potting soil. Chicken manure, by contrast, must compost for months before use, or it risks damaging plants with high nitrogen levels. This single difference often convinces new growers that rabbits create a more sustainable cycle. Let's talk about yield. Chickens give eggs year-round if light and feed remain steady. Rabbits give meat, lean, tender, and high in protein. One doe can produce 6 or more litters annually, averaging 7 kits each. That's roughly 40 young rabbits a year, equating to over 200 pounds of meat, depending on breed and feeding. Chickens require more birds to match that output. Their meat cycle ends after 1 or 2 years of laying, while rabbits continue breeding for several seasons if managed carefully. Rabbit reproduction also allows selective control. You can pause breeding cycles when feed is short or restart quickly when demand rises. Chickens lay regardless, consuming feed even when eggs go uncollected. In lean months, that difference can define whether your homestead feels manageable or strained. For many homesteaders, the cleanliness of rabbits seals the argument. Their waste is dry, odorless when managed, and easy to handle. Chickens create dust, feathers, and ammonia buildup that attract flies. The contrast becomes obvious by midsummer. A well-kept rabbitry smells faintly of hay. A chicken coop smells of damp straw and heat. If you live near neighbors or in restricted zones, this matters more than any productivity metric. Still, there are trade-offs. Chickens add color and life to a yard. Their clucks and foraging patterns make a garden feel animated. Rabbits are quiet companions, but they don't aerate soil or devour pests. Each species brings something unique. The question, then, isn't which one to choose. It's which one better fits your purpose. For food resilience, rabbits win on efficiency. For ecosystem value, chickens contribute more by managing insects and tilling soil. Some homesteaders keep both, rabbits for meat and fertilizer, chickens for eggs and compost turning. The mix works beautifully if managed thoughtfully. But if space or time is limited, rabbits simply deliver more with less. Now, let's examine the cost. Feed prices fluctuate, but on average, rabbits consume less grain per pound of output. Pellets cost less per month than layer feed, and rabbits never need calcium boosters or oyster shell. You can even grow part of their diet, fodder systems, garden trimmings, and hay from a small patch of grass. That kind of self-sufficiency appeals to those reducing dependency on store-bought supplies. Predator risk is lower too. Chickens attract hawks, dogs, and mongooses because of their movement and noise. Rabbits stay confined in hutches, usually elevated. Wire mesh with half-inch gaps stops most predators. Secure latches prevent raccoons from lifting doors. With chickens, protection means full coops, heavy locks, and constant monitoring. Every added layer means more cost and time. When you compare energy spent to food gained, rabbits edge ahead by a wide margin. A rabbit hutch can sit beneath a tree or along a shed wall, taking advantage of shade already available. A chicken coop, even a small one, demands floor space and open yard. Feed and bedding must be purchased or grown. Ventilation fans or winter lights increase power use. Rabbits live off simpler systems that can even go off-grid with gravity-fed water and solar ventilation. Another hidden gain lies in stress management. Chickens stop laying when stressed by heat, noise, or crowding. Rabbits, though sensitive, respond better to consistency. Keep them shaded, dry, and well-fed, and they'll produce steadily. The lack of constant clucking and movement creates a calmer atmosphere overall. Many homesteaders say their entire property feels quieter after switching from chickens to rabbits. One humane point deserves repeating: handling matters. Rabbits respond to gentleness. Lift them with both hands supporting their bodies, never by ears or scruff. Daily contact builds trust and makes health checks easy. Trim nails every few months, inspect for mites, and replace bedding regularly. This rhythm becomes meditative, the kind of steady work that defines good homesteading. By midsummer, a well-managed rabbitry shows its rewards. Healthy kits, rich compost, and no noise complaints. Feed bins stay half full longer, water stays clean, and the air smells fresh. You start to wonder why rabbits haven't always been the first livestock people think of when starting small. But this leads to one more question. While rabbits outperform chickens in meat, space, and cleanliness, is total replacement truly wise? Or does a balanced system offer the best return for your land and time? That's the question we'll unpack in the final chapter. Chapter 3, The Homestead Balance. By the time your rabbits settle into their routine, you'll start to see the rhythm of your homestead change. Morning chores take half the time. The yard feels calmer. Feed bills stretch further. You still hear birds, but not the squawking that once marked every sunrise. For many, this shift is what seals their loyalty to rabbits. Yet, before trading your entire flock for hutches, it's worth understanding how both animals can coexist, and why balance might serve you best in the long run. Let's start with purpose. Rabbits excel at quiet efficiency. Chickens thrive in motion and activity. Rabbits give you meat, manure, and calm. Chickens give you eggs, pest control, and energy. Each animal fills a different niche. The challenge is finding how those roles complement rather than compete. If your goal is meat and fertilizer with minimal footprint, rabbits clearly win. Their feed conversion ratio, reproductive speed, and cleanliness make them a powerhouse for small-scale sustainability. A breeding trio can sustain a family with regular meat year-round, all from an area no bigger than a garden shed. Add the value of manure, which can feed your vegetables directly, and the return compounds. You can grow fodder from the same soil that their waste enriches, closing a near-perfect loop. Chickens, though, bring value through motion. They stir compost piles, scratch through weeds, and devour pests. When managed on rotation, they prepare garden beds naturally. Their manure is potent, high in nitrogen and phosphorus. It just needs time to mellow before use. This active role complements the passive production of rabbits. Together, they form a full ecosystem. Rabbits feeding the soil, chickens aerating it. When it comes to cost, rabbits stay ahead over time. Chickens require more housing, stronger fencing, and bedding that needs constant replacement. Eggs offer daily reward, but come with a feed bill that never stops. Rabbits, once established, thrive on hay and garden scraps. If you grow fodder crops or sprout barley trays, you can nearly eliminate commercial feed altogether. It's a sustainability edge that few other livestock can match. For the homesteader seeking resilience, rabbits provide food security. In uncertain times, their breeding speed and quiet upkeep make them ideal. They can live indoors during storms, reproduce quickly after losses, and require almost no external inputs. They're the livestock of choice for efficiency and control. Chickens, while more demanding, offer visibility and vibrancy, a moving, clucking reminder that life on the land still hums. Let's look at yield over a full year. One healthy doe can produce up to 40 kits, each reaching 5 pounds at butcher weight. That's roughly 200 pounds of meat from one animal line. Compare that to a hen producing about 250 eggs per year, roughly 20 pounds of protein equivalent. Both have value, but rabbits deliver volume faster and with less feed. Chickens' advantage lies in variety: fresh eggs for breakfast and a living pest patrol for the garden. Now consider waste cycles. Rabbit manure is ready compost. Chicken manure, though stronger, must sit and decompose. Many homesteaders pair the two. Rabbit waste feeds worm bins for castings, while aged chicken manure powers high-demand crops like corn or squash. The combination produces layered fertility that sustains gardens year-round. In terms of temperament and neighborhood harmony, rabbits are the clear winner. They make almost no sound, carry no odor, and attract little attention. Chickens, charming as they are, can test patience with noise and mess. Roosters are often banned in suburban zones, while rabbits remain fully legal almost everywhere. For those living close to others, that legality matters. It's easier to explain a rabbit hutch than a crowing rooster at 5 a.m. Health and management also lean toward rabbits. They rarely transmit diseases to humans, and their pens stay drier. Chickens can harbor mites, lice, and respiratory issues that spread fast through flocks. Regular dusting, vaccination, and cleaning become routine chores. Rabbits, by contrast, rely more on observation than intervention. Clean water, steady ventilation, and good hygiene prevent most problems before they start. Yet, there's an emotional factor that numbers can't measure. Chickens, for all their flaws, bring energy to a homestead. Their calls, their curious pecking, their social flocks, they remind you that nature thrives through variety. Rabbits give calm focus. Chickens give movement and life. Together, they balance each other, one quiet and steady, the other lively and loud. You might find that harmony between them is what defines a complete homestead. If your land is small, start with rabbits. If your garden is large, add a few hens for insect patrol and eggs. Let each species do what it does best. Rabbits provide the foundation, efficient meat and manure. Chickens add diversity and resilience. One works from stillness, the other through action. Over time, you'll notice how they teach different lessons. Rabbits show patience. They reward care and observation. Chickens show adaptability. They teach vigilance and problem solving. Both reflect the homesteader's own balance between stillness and activity, between planning and improvisation. As the seasons pass, you'll refine your setup. You might build a shaded rabbitry behind the coop, collecting manure trays to spread beneath fruit trees. You might let chickens follow behind your gardening cycle, turning soil and cleaning up leftovers. The cycle repeats and strengthens. What began as a choice between animals becomes a partnership. When you look at the numbers, rabbits often appear superior. But when you step back and see the homestead as a living system, the answer deepens. Rabbits are better in many measurable ways, feed, space, noise, and output, but chickens still matter in spirit and ecology. The best homesteads don't chase a single winner, they build a working harmony. That's the quiet truth behind the comparison. Rabbits bring efficiency. Chickens bring life. And when both coexist under your care, you gain something neither can give alone, a complete, balanced homestead that feeds body, soil, and soul.